Chapter 11. Savang Law stroked the villip in his privacy chamber. His agents had recently delivered a newly budded subordinate villip to their contact on Coruscant. This first time, his contact might need a few moments to realize she was being called. On future occasions, his agents would deliver appropriate discipline if she delayed. She must have been eager. In only 1 minute, the villip softened and inverted on its stand. Bumps formed on its pale surface. An aristocratic nose emerged first, then a dominating chin, high forehead, strong cheekbones, a firm, stern mouth. He'd studied the human species enough to recognize the flare of her nostrils and the widening of her eyes as signs of distaste. For the villip itself, maybe. In her diplomatic work, she would have dealt with many species and their methods. She controlled her reaction quickly.
"Senator Shesh," he said,
forming words in her language as prompted by the teaser worm he'd slipped into his ear. He enjoyed seeing her eyes and nostrils twitch again as her villip spoke his words.
"I will receive your report."
The villip rotated slightly forward. She must have inclined her head, a sign of respect.
"War Master La, thank you for responding to my offer to open negotiations."
"I will receive your report," he repeated.
She was young in his ways. He must make some allowances. Her eyes widened slightly.
"We are withdrawing from Kubindi," she said, "and from Rhodia. We wish to live at peace with your people."
Peace, as the teaser worm translated her tongue, meant willing and appropriate submission.
"Excellent," he said. "We accept your peace."
"In turn," she said, "we would like some assurance that your invasion is nearly complete. Surely you can provide your people with homes and sustenance now. Leave us the worlds that remain. We must learn to live alongside each other in peace."
His eyes narrowed, and he wondered if the teaser worm had translated something incorrectly. Peace flowed from a submissive underling to a conqueror. Never in both directions.
"Our ultimate need," he said, "is the system you have prepared. For that, receive thanks."
From Duro, he could neutralize the famous drive yards in her home system of Kuat, as well as the monstrous weapon at Corellia. But she had been told nothing about these plans.
"You have assured me you will set agents to work, sabotaging Centerpoint."
The villip inclined itself again.
"As soon as it can be done. Thanks also for your gift of the Ooglith maskers. I enjoy traveling unrecognized. I might hope," she added in a lighter voice, "that the masking and unmasking process becomes less uncomfortable over time."
He saw no reason to coddle her. The sharp sensation of each pseudopod piercing a pore was a vital part of the masker's function.
"No," he said.
Her left eye twitched. She hadn't yet accepted the discipline of pain.
"You are to be praised," he told her, "for helping bring about a lasting peace for your people. Your role will be widely honored among us and your own folk."
"But not until peace comes."
She raised her weirdly mobile eyebrows.
"Promise me that."
Was she learning humility, or was she simply afraid of how her exaltation would come about? She had every reason to fear. He would want native rulers for his slave population, but the gods needed worthy sacrifices. Sunilak's priestess, Vekta, was bloodthirsty on their behalf. Perhaps this woman simply didn't want her people to know she'd changed loyalty.
Your Vilip will invert again now. Remember to care for it.
Ending with the insult of extra words was an appropriate way to chastise her. The Vilip spoke again, though.
Wait, War Master La. I have new information.
He waited.
It concerns my Selkor operation at Duro. I learned today there is a Jedi at one settlement who has sworn off using his abilities. Maybe you can make use of him.
This matched what he'd heard from Nomanor and other agents. The young one had allegedly abandoned his comrades in arms. Savang La could hardly imagine such treachery. Though such an individual did not deserve the dignity of having his name reported, he might prove useful if dissected.
Have you learned anything else you should report?
The Vilip remained silent for several seconds. Eventually, she said,
I dislike delivering individuals, but as I told your agent, Pedric Cuff, I am a businesswoman.
That was not additional information. Savang La laid a hand over his Vilip, silencing it.